And welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the first week of July 2020. I'm your host, Quentin Phillipson, and with me is my co-host, who has a big bulge in more ways than one, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
Oh, dang, I see what you did there. I'm doing okay, you know. My week has been up and down, but for the most part, it's been okay. I do like the little pulling joke you did there from our little pregame chat. But yeah, it's going good.
Yeah, just to fill everyone in, Alex was just letting us know that one of his tires has a big bulge. So that's what I was referencing. Nothing else, you perverts.
No, come on, guys. Mine's out of the gutter, please.
Exactly. Well, unfortunate about your big bulge there. Well, depending on the one. But, you know, my week's been pretty good. Me and my girlfriend have been doing a lot of apartment hunting. So,
How's that going?
It's been going good. I'm a reasonable guy. We've been to 3 showings. At the end of each one, I go, sure, yeah, we can get that. I don't care. Like, I don't care. It's pretty much just her viewing them and me just giving her the approval for each one. Like, sure, we can go here. That's fine. Whatever you want. Does not matter to me.
I'm sure she's very annoyed by that.
I helped her out a little bit. We looked at 3 so far, and I told her, pick between these two, because one of them is like the same apartment but for $200 extra. So I was like, go for one of the other two. That's it.
Smart. Are you guys looking for like a one bedroom, or are you guys looking for like maybe like a 2 or a 1+ den?
Well, that's what we were looking at. We have 2 apartments at the moment that we're between. We have another showing tomorrow though, so who knows, that might change everything. But we have the one apartment, which is a 1-bedroom, and it's really nice looking. Like, it looks very clean, very secure. For $975 a month. We got another apartment that is 2-bedroom, and you know, doesn't look as amazing. It still looks really nice, but it doesn't look as great as the other one for $950. So it's like, do you want to have 2 bedrooms or a nicer looking apartment? That's kind of put that pressure on her. She can decide. I don't really care which one.
Okay. I don't know about you, but I think I'd go for the 2-bedroom just so that I have an extra room to use.
Yeah, I should really be pushing for the 2-bedroom because she just said if we get a 2-bedroom, the second room would literally just be for you to make a podcast room.
Yeah, it's like an office room.
Yeah. So I would have my own podcast studio, which would be pretty cool. I could do whatever I want with that room. Since she's already in charge of decorating every other room, she's taken that upon herself. She doesn't want me to screw up her vision that she has in her mind. So maybe the 2-bedroom would be nice. So I got 1 bedroom to have, like, I'll have 1 room to have all the posters and junk food I want.
That sounds like a dream room.
Yeah, dream would be pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. Who knows, maybe tomorrow's apartment will be twice as good.
Maybe tomorrow's is going to be like a 4-bedroom.
Yeah, I'll have 1 for me to sleep in, 1 for her to sleep in, 1 for my podcasting room, and then the 4th one will be for, I don't know, my ego.
Your ego gets separate room.
Yeah, you got to separate that.
Is it just going to be like a lockdown room, like you lock the ego inside, never letting it come out?
Maybe. Maybe it'll just be where I hide all my dead bodies. That could work too.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Well, that took a twisted turn.
We can jump right into news here. We discussed a lot of challenges. I believe we talked about do we even address the condom challenge? I feel like that was before our time. Who would have thought that was going to be such a old story nowadays? But we like to talk about all the crazy challenges, stupid things people do. But I think we might have hit the peak of stupid challenges. I would challenge anybody to come up with a challenge after this that is far stupider. And this is a bunch of, believe it or not, Alabama students, hard to believe, I'm sure, holding a COVID-19 party.
Okay.
And the first person to catch COVID will win the pot. They each put $10 into a pot, and the first person to catch COVID will win the money.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So this is the newest challenge, the COVID challenge.
This story infuriates me.
Yeah, I'm sure it infuriates everybody listening to this, especially just imagine you actually had COVID due to maybe circumstances outside of your own. You're one of the early people to catch this virus. And you just listen to a news story like this where people are trying to get it. And you're just laying there like, really, dog? Like, I got this because my life sucks and you are getting it because you're an idiot. Like, yeah. Where's the equality?
It's supposed to be something that has possibly deadly effects. Do you really think your death is worth however, like, $60?
Yeah, that's true. How many people are really playing this? Probably just six dudes, $10 each.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like, yeah. Holy fuck.
Last week, I hosted a poker tournament where the winner, we put $10 in and the winner got $60. So it's basically the exact same prize pool, exact same circumstances, but we were playing with cards and not a virus.
Yeah, like, you're not playing with your life when you're playing poker. You're just playing poker. And sometimes, if you really have a bad gambling habit, your life. But
yeah. It doesn't mention anything here about how much money each person put in, so it's safe to assume it's only probably $10 or $20. And yeah, you know, I don't really know how this even started. Do you think they all sat there with $20 in their pocket? They're about to play poker, probably, and somebody said, you know what's more fun than poker? This COVID thing. Like, maybe they had a blunt or two. They're just laying back going, whoa. What if we, like, try to catch this thing, man?
Yep, that sounds about right, but it has to take one special fucking idiot to do that. Yeah. When this is a group of special idiots.
Yeah, we got the city councilor, obviously, weighing in on this discussion here. I believe the city is Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I might have pronounced the city wrong, but yes, the city councilor has come out and said that the party organizers purposely invited guests who tested positive for COVID-19 to make sure everyone gets it.
Are you? Oh my God. Like, one of them is asking to end up dead. Seriously.
Yeah, Alabama has a death rate of 1,000 people already from COVID.
If they're not careful, it's going to gain a couple more.
I was looking up another source for this story, and if you just type in Alabama on Google search, the first thing is Alabama COVID parties. So that is officially what Alabama is known for. All I typed was the state, and that's what came up.
Since when did Alabama turn into Florida?
Yeah, I was originally going to ask you which state would you guess this was from, but we all knew you were gonna guess Florida, so it would have been a waste of time.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah, this definitely seems like a Florida story. Maybe Alabama, they probably look up to Florida as an older brother of sorts. Maybe they're just really trying to impress them. They're like, oh wow, COVID's really big, Florida has a really high account for this. Maybe, like, if we just got an even higher number of people contained with COVID, we'd, like, really impress Florida. Maybe it's like a little brother, older brother situation.
Yeah, that's quite possible. I mean, but yeah, Florida is definitely the big brother. You know, I did this Florida challenge a couple weeks ago where you search your birthday and then just type in the word Florida and you find out what crazy Florida story happened on your birthday.
Yeah, that's a classic challenge.
Yeah, that was a fun one. I don't know if it would work the same way as Alabama, but I can imagine.
It would probably just be a story about which brother slept with which sister.
Yeah, that'd probably be it.
I'm kidding. If there's any Alabama fans out here, love the state. As a matter of fact, I would love if somebody from Alabama came on the podcast next week and maybe help us understand this COVID challenge that has now become a thing. I'm sure it isn't a thing everybody from Alabama is doing. From the sounds of it, it's only been a few parties. But still, you know, a few is a few too many. We should definitely get to the bottom of this.
Oh, absolutely. We should debunk the mystery as to why Alabama is full of a bunch of fucking idiots.
I don't know. I just think they had a blunt too many and they just got really excited. It's not my defense for them, but that's all I got here. Let's move away from American news for a bit. Let's just take a quick little glance at some Canadian news. I feel like we don't get enough news down, or I guess some don't get enough news up here in the north. But Alex, we got a little store here that me and you know called Canadian Tire.
Yes, of course.
Yes. Now, there was a Canadian Tire in, let me get the city here, Lindsay. I don't know what city that is.
Ontario, I think.
Yeah, it's probably Lindsay, Ontario. Ontario's got weird city names, but they have a Canadian Tire where, for some reason, every single item in their store immediately went to the price of their Mr. Potato Head.
What?
So every time you scanned an item, it thought you were going to buy a Mr. Potato Head doll from the store, so it only rung up like a few bucks.
Why couldn't this happen at our local Canadian Tires? I would have fucking bought out the store.
Well, I'm sure by the time this came out, the error was fixed. So I don't know if we would have even known about it if it was this Canadian Tire.
Well, that's lame. I mean, I need a new TV and a new bike and a new anything else that's super expensive.
Yeah, see, I don't even go to Canadian Tire. I was just telling people about this. Ugh. Who goes to Canadian Tire anymore? Like, I bet you only 3 people during the whole day this Mr. Potato glitch happened noticed it. Like, I don't even think that many people even shop there anymore. So 3 people got a discount that day. That's what that means.
I think you're wrong, good sir.
Well, I probably am wrong. I was just getting to a debate with somebody about this because I was asking people, okay, every single store was about to not exist anymore, you could only save 3, what stores would they be? And the guy's first answer was Canadian Tire. And I just stood there and I was thinking, if I had to choose 3 stores to not exist, one of them would be Canadian Tire, because I just never would go there.
I'm trying to think of what 3 stores I'd pick.
I'll tell you right now, it wouldn't be freaking Canadian Tire. So, I don't know anybody that uses this store. But I guess that one guy, I guess the one buddy of mine, maybe if this took place in Edmonton, he would have gotten a discount off something. I don't know. This error could have been going on for a week, and I don't think any customer would have noticed because nobody goes there.
I'm going to tell Andrea for a date night to take you to Canadian Tire.
She was just in the room listening to me rant about Canadian Tire right now, so I'm sure she's aware.
Good. I'm going to send her a text right now.
What do they sell, Alex? What does a Canadian Tire sell?
Lots of camping gear.
See, I don't camp.
If you're a hunter or a gun lover, there's Canadian Tires that sell lots of guns. So, bing, bing, pow, pow. They sell lots of automobile stuff, which you can't really get at a Walmart. Not the kind of selection that a Canadian Tire would have, anyways. They sell, like, appliances for basically every room in your house. It's very useful.
I don't know. I applied for a Canadian Tire once.
You applied at a Canadian Tire once?
Yeah, it was in my young, ripe year of 14, I believe. And I applied for Canadian Tire. And it did not go well because I walked in and they were like, oh, tell us, which part of Canadian Tire do you think would really suit well for you? Like, what do you think you would, where do you think you would fit in this company? And I just sat there and I went, I don't even know what you guys have. Like, I don't know. What do you guys sell? And they were like, we sell car stuff. I hate cars. Oh, next. Oh, we sell sports gear. Hate sports. Next. Oh, we sell guns and stuff. I've never shot a gun in my life. Next. And they're like, I don't know if this is the right fit for you. Shook their hands and I walked away. Everything they sell there, I hate.
So henceforth, you are just a hater of Canadian Tire.
Yeah, I'm a Canadian Tire hater. And then the next day I applied for McDonald's and I got the job. So there you go. That's my life story.
And he still works at McDonald's to this day.
That's right.
God, that would be so weird. What, 9 years working at McDonald's?
Yeah, that would be crazy. But you know, people that I used to work with are still working there. So, you know, I can't hate on it too much because they might be listening.
They might be one of the few people listening.
Yeah, they might be one of the only listeners. I can't betray them now. I can't just shit on them.
Besides, who else is going to give you that free McDonald's when you show up?
Not them.
Exactly.
I wish I got free McDonald's. They pretend they don't even remember me. Bunch of haters.
Wow, that's so rude.
I'm kidding. They love me. But let's go back here for a second. So you could buy a gun, I guess. I don't know how much guns cost. And then you just scan it up at the register there and it pops up as a Mr. Potato Head doll.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice. Started on June 29th, so it happened about 5 days ago. And they don't understand what happened to it, so you know what that means? That means it'll probably happen again. If you live near the Lindsay's Canadian Tire, I would definitely pop in every week on a Monday, because it happened last Monday, so maybe it's just like at the start of the week, the system's reset or something. I would recommend popping in, maybe scan 4 tires for $700 and see if a $3 Mr. Potato Head doll pops up. If it doesn't, quickly be like, oh, actually, I don't want these anymore. Can you take them back? And then come back next week.
You don't think they'd get on to you?
If you buy something new every time, then they might not recognize. Or just change your hat. They might not realize it's you.
Just change your hat.
I think so.
How many weeks out of the month are you going to use like a little propeller hat?
Alex, if you're asking me, I hate Canadian Tire, so I don't know why we're doing this hypothetical. I will never go to Canadian Tire, so I will wear no hats.
Hey, fair enough.
Yeah, for those of you that do like Canadian Tire and want to try and see if you can get a discount off this stuff, you know, to each their own. It's at your own risk. If you want to wear a propeller hat 2 weeks back to back and risk getting caught, fine by me. But it's Canadian Tire. I don't care if you get caught. I don't think the staff there care if you get caught.
I mean, who would care? It's a propeller hat. They just think that's awesome.
Yeah, that's true. Because it is.
It is, yeah.
All right, so we're traveling all over North America here. Don't got a story from Mexico, so I guess not all over. But I do got a story pretty close by, and that is Texas. Now, Alex, have you heard about the Texan couple who sent out a photo of the wife waiting for her shredded cheese?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Now, the reason why this story kind of it's a little close to my heart here is because I was following this story even before it went viral. I saw one person post it, so it was right at the early moments of this becoming a thing. And I even took part in it. I was reading the comments. I made a joke and comment myself just because I thought this was hilarious. And then I went to bed, woke up the next day, and everyone was talking about it. So I got this right early on, and it was about a Texan couple. They were at a restaurant, and the husband takes a photo of his wife just sitting there by her food. She looks as miserable as could be. I'm trying to paint you a picture here. She is sitting there. She's leaning against the wall. It looks like she just got a phone call that her child died, and she's looking down at her food, just so depressed. And he tweets out, "My wife, after 3+ months of being locked up in quarantine, has been waiting for her shredded cheese for 18 minutes now. And that is the only way she can eat her fajitas. She can't eat fajitas without her shredded cheese. So she is sitting here watching her fajitas get cold because she can't get her cheese. We gotta stop blaming COVID-19 for crappy service." That is what he said.
Poor, poor girl.
Yeah, so obviously the internet took this by storm, and it has just been a bunch of memes. I think this is like a very temporary 1 week meme of just roasting this chick because it's just so funny. Somebody took a photo of the migrant mother, the photo from 1936 of somebody with two children like on the streets. Apparently it's a very iconic photo, and then right beside it is with quotes, "but I had to wait for my shredded cheese 2020 photo." And it's to compare just the two levels of pure depression, just to show the world the difference of society. It's great.
Solid meme.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of memes out here, but I definitely think the that was the best one. I do like the comparison of the two, because they both have, may I add, pretty much the identical depressed look and faces.
Mm-hmm.
I might even say the waiting for shredded cheese face might be more depressing. Like, she just looks very sad. I feel bad for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She just wants her shredded cheese, Quentin. She's not asking for much. Just shredded cheese.
Now, I don't know if this is encouraging this behavior or what, but do you think a company like Kraft or some other cheese-based company should come forward and say, "we hear you. You will not have to wait 18 minutes ever again. We will supply you with $10,000 worth of cheese for the rest of your life"?
If that's the case, I'm the next bitch that's complaining about cheese.
Yeah, like, should they jump on this just to really hit home the joke of how ridiculous this is? That, oh man, you know what? This is so horrible. You can get all the cheese you want. Like, just to really show off how ridiculous this is. Or is this encouraging it? Like, exactly. Do you think more people like you will be like, "oh, well, I really would like a car. Let me just go to one of these car stores and just complain about how I had to wait 18 minutes to get a car. Maybe I can get a bunch of free ones." Like, do you think people are going to try and really start complaining? Do you think complaining about waiting 18 minutes is going to be a new thing if we encourage this?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, so maybe Kraft made the good choice in not doing that. But yeah, that is the weekly meme, and I personally loved it.
Solid meme.
Yes, yeah, so it's 10 out of 10. Or, well, okay, it's not that solid. Like, 7 real, out of 10. Real, it's good.
Real 5 out of 7.
Oh, 5 out of 7? Wait, 5 out of 7?
Yeah, 5 out of 7.
Okay, I was waiting for a 5 out of 10. Out of 7. Gotcha. All right, well, let's discuss a story that started 2 days ago and is still currently happening as of now. Alex, have you heard of Mr. Beast's current challenge?
Mr. Beast print challenge? No, I have not.
No. Mr. Beast's current challenge.
Oh, current? Yeah. No, I have not heard of Mr. Beast's challenge. I saw a tweet and I was like, what is he talking about?
Yes. Yeah, so Mr. Beast, he worked in a partnership with this app, and he created an app where you have to put your finger, you have to hold your finger on the app, and then the timer starts. And you have to keep holding that button until it's over.
Until
you're the last person pushing it. So he released the time it starts, and every single person downloaded this free app and just held their button. And the last person holding this button will win $25,000.
This is crazy.
So this is a challenge anyone could do. Mr. Beast, he's known on YouTube for doing challenges with just his five buddies. You know, they're fun little tedious crap that people like to watch. Myself included. When I say crap, you know, it's just entertaining crap. I like watching his stuff. I pop in every now and then, but I randomly got this tweet that said, Mr. Beast is doing this challenge that anyone could participate in. I figured I'd check it out. I didn't do the challenge. If I did and I was still holding the button right now while recording, that'd be impressive. But I didn't do the challenge, mostly because I had a job and a life. And by a life, I mean, I do apartment hunting. I feel like it would have been weird if I walked into an apartment, Alex, holding onto this app and the button.
Yeah, you'd have to really find an interesting way to explain that.
Yeah, they might not offer us the apartment. They're like, oh, look at this weirdo just staring at his phone and holding on to it. But yes, everyone else seemed to have been doing this challenge. It started with, I don't know the exact number. I believe it was over 100,000 people doing this.
Over 100,000?
I believe so. I could be wrong. It was definitely over 50,000 because I know he made a tweet saying 60,000 people are left after 6 hours in. But we are now down, Alex, to five people.
Five people.
It has been going on for almost 48 hours as of now. Actually, it's been pretty close to exactly 48 hours. We're finally down to five people. As of recording this, I hope by the time this podcast is out, we have a winner, or else I'd feel really bad. But yes, this has still been going on for 48 hours now.
Wow. Okay. Well, hey, if you want 25 grand, you better hold on to that button.
Yeah. Mr. Beast has gone on calls with everybody that was left by the final 10, and he has been trying to bribe everyone to stop, mostly because I feel like he planned to make this his weekly video, and he normally releases his videos tomorrow, so he's probably like, guys, quickly hurry so I can release the video about this.
There's going to be two stubborn people left that'll be fighting over... You watch, he'll offer like one of them $24,999 and the other one's going to be, they're both going to be stubborn and be like, I want the extra dollar.
Well, he offered half the prize pool by the final eight. And I was thinking, this is the final eight. All eight have stayed up for over 48 hours doing this. If I was one of those people, I would drop out. These other people all want to, like, if you've committed 48 hours at this point, you're committed for life. Like, this is gonna take forever. So if I was one of those eight, I'd just take the $8,000.
Yeah, I mean, I'd take the $8,000 too. I could use that.
Yeah, $8,000 for holding it for 48 hours, guaranteed $8,000, or risk getting potentially 25,000. No, I wouldn't do it. I would go straight for the $8,000.
100%. Yeah, like, if I was in the final eight and someone offered me $8,000, I'd be like, time well spent. Thank you.
Oh, just kidding. I'm actually checking right now. We have a winner.
Oh, we have a winner.
And as soon as the fifth person dropped, oh man, that'd be brutal. He announced that due to four people still doing this challenge and needing to end it, he is going to give all four of them $20,000.
Wow.
So to the fifth place guy, tough day for him.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, this was announced 3 hours ago, so this just happened. And I was also stand corrected here. The challenge started on Tuesday, so this would have been not 48 hours, but it would have been 62 hours.
Oh my God.
So 62 hours, four people walked away with $20,000 each.
It's like, people, get some sleep.
I am envious. That would have been crazy to get $20,000, but you know, good for all of them.
Mm-hmm. It would be fun to do just to see how long you could push yourself to last.
Yeah, I told my girlfriend if I had a day to prep and I didn't have work, like he announced it and then they did it like a few hours later. Like there was no prep for this. It was kind of a big sudden challenge, which is cool. Mm-hmm. But if I had a day to prep so I could book off work, I would have tried it just for fun. Would I have won? No. But like, you know, I like to think I would have made 24 hours. That would have been my personal challenge. Now, apparently there was a lot of glitches where people apparently glitched and it didn't work for them. So I noticed in a lot of the comments of this challenge, a lot of people were like, Mr. Beast, you owe us like money. Bitch, please, he doesn't owe you guys a crap. He's offering free money. So anybody that's complaining because their phone didn't work, who cares if your phone didn't work? Mr. Beast did a challenge. You lost the challenge. It wasn't his fault you lost. So get out of here.
Yeah, get a better phone, you poor suckers.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think this is great. You know, four people just won $20,000. Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes sense, though, because I'm pretty sure Mr. Beast was really wanting to make a video for this soon, and, you know, people are taking forever. What would you do if you won 20 grand, Alex?
I would buy an ostrich.
An ostrich?
Yeah.
Do you watch Mr. Beast's video?
Yes, I might have stolen the idea.
Okay, no, I was going to say, that would have been wild if you didn't, because that was a Mr. Beast reference. Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Beast reference.
All right, all right. I was going to be real shocked for a second there. Good call, ostrich, good call.
Right? Who doesn't want an ostrich?
Now, obviously, there's been some theaters opening up. I don't think it's been as successful as the movie theater industry has been hoping for. But, you know, during these times, this is about what you should be expecting. So we have a new player in the race here. We got Cineplex. We got... I don't know what theaters are in the States, but, you know, all the States theaters. Now, I don't even know why I include Cineplex, because this is only going on in the States right now. But Walmart is going to have their own drive-in theaters. They're going to use 160 of their own parking lots and turn them into drive-in movie theaters during the summer.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah, I was like, how great would that be if you go to Walmart, park your car, walk into the store, buy some bags of chips, get a bunch of groceries for later, come back in the car, and then boom, Bloodshot is on.
Bloodshot.
Yeah, I was picking the perfect Walmart film to watch.
I'd go drive home if it was Bloodshot.
Yeah, I would too. I don't know why I had to think about that. For a second, I was like, would I watch it again? And I was like, no, the answer's no, Quentin, you won't. But yes, we got Bloodshot here. It's going to be 160 store parking lots will be turned into movie theaters. And they will each show two films. They're going to have a red carpet experience, as red carpet as Walmart can get. And they'll be having some celebrities doing interviews with filmmakers as well. So they're really going to try and make this a fun thing to do during the summer, since we can't really watch any movies. And they'll have two movies for each theater. So they'll have 320 shows total over the course of the summer.
Okay.
Yeah, just a fun little thing for families to do. Yeah, it sounds like they're just going to be doing it just for everybody to have a good time. They'll have concessions, so you can like buy some food there, and they'll bring the concession to your car. They'll walk by the cars, and you can order, and they'll bring it right to you. It just sounds like a fun little time. I think this is great.
And this is only an American thing?
Yes, this is only in the States.
Boo.
Yeah, they list off a bunch of the big cities they'll be doing here. They have E.T., Creed, John Wick, Back to the Future, Black Panther. You know, if you're interested in watching any kind of film, I'd love to have seen, like Back to the Future in theaters. That would have been great. I think that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I would have loved to see Inception in theaters. Oh, wait!
Have you seen it? Did you go to the theaters?
No, I have not gone to the theaters yet.
Oh, okay, got me all excited. Plus, I don't think it's for another week, actually. I think the old school films would be fun to watch in theaters. I've always said that I would love to watch Jurassic Park in theaters.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
Every time I think about watching a movie in theater that I would love to have seen, Jurassic Park's always the one for me. I think this is a great idea. I think if you're into just the movie experience, and obviously we've all been robbed from it lately, you know, why not check it out at a local Walmart? I also think, how funny would that be if you had like a child and you could always just say, I brought my son to a Walmart to the movie theaters. Like, you know, it's just a fun thing to say, fun thing to do. Why can't Canada do fun stuff like this? We're missing out on all the good stuff, man.
I know. Come on, Canada, get your shit together.
Yeah, all we have is Canadian tires that have Mr. Potato Head. Doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
A true travesty. Anyways, we got a little promo here, a commercial that you can see while watching TV in New York at the moment. So if all of you New York listeners are listening, you're probably thinking, this is a news, I see this every day. But there is a new commercial out here where Friday the 13th villain Jason is giving a lesson to everybody on how to wear a mask.
This is brilliant.
This is brilliant. I completely agree.
Like, whoever did this needs, like, whoever came up with this needs, like, a promotion.
If you click on the link I sent you, Alex, it has the trailer, it has the little commercial inside, and it's adorable. It's just Jason walking around the streets of New York, and every time people see him, they run away, obviously, because they're all scared of him. And then at the end of the commercial, it says, masks can be scary. Not wearing one can be deadly. That's the difference.
Oh, dang.
And I was like, oh, man, they hit you with some truth. That shirt, yeah. It's a little scary. Jason, he's a scary guy, but he's not
those
deadly.
Those people in Alabama need to see this trailer.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. He's not. Yeah, those people in Alabama. They should make this trailer for. Yeah, they should send this commercial to Alabama. Help them out. Yeah, maybe their commercial is, we got to impress Florida. Go make out with someone with COVID today.
Wee!
But yeah, I know, it's funny. Jason's just walking around. He has his arms up. Like, come on, guys. I just want to hang out. Like, he's just like all alone, walking by himself. Everyone's running away. And yeah, it says, oh, he's scary. But come on, Jason, he's not deadly.
I just want to hug you with my machete.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know. No, a very fun commercial. I think it's a funny commercial that people will remember, but it's also powerful enough that, you know, maybe they'll listen, mm-hmm. or maybe they will have COVID parties. Who's to say?
It could go either way, really.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I liked it. It ends with him sitting next to a girl, like a little girl, just to really hit the story home here, because it gives a little fact that you may not be affected, but if you don't wear a mask, you'll be deadly to those that are younger than you nearby. You know, scary messaging, but you know, Jason's a scary guy, so it makes sense.
Oh, it makes total sense.
They should do that more often. Little promos with iconic characters we all know. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, what else is going on in the world? Murder Hornets. Do we have a iconic character that could really address the Murder Hornet situation?
We could get Bee from the Bee movie.
Oh, Jerry. Jerry Seinfeld playing the Bee.
Yes, exactly.
That's great. He just shows all these Murder Hornets killing people. You just see Jerry Maguire. What is going on with all these bees?
They really hurt. Ouch.
What is the deal with this honey? Yeah, no, I think... Good call. I like how we went straight for the B-movie joke. Killed it. For Bloodshot, we could just have a clip of Dwayne The Rock Johnson beating up Vin Diesel in Fast and the Furious, and then underneath it just have it say, fuck Bloodshot.
Yeah.
There you go, we can address that. Yeah, we should just use iconic characters like Barry the Bee and Dwayne The Rock Johnson just to address all of our issues. I like this, what Friday the 13th got.
Friday the 13th is going to start a new trend.
Oh, is it?
You heard it here first.
All right. Are we going to use Jason for all of them, or?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
All right. Well, we'll see. All right. Now, here's the big one.
The big story.
I just think there might be a bit debate between us, but maybe we'll be on the same page here, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a bit of controversy struck up on Reddit here on the thread, Am I the A-hole? Are you familiar with that subreddit?
I am not familiar with that subreddit.
You're not. It's one of the only subreddits that I actually follow. And just a quick little overview. I am the A-hole would be... Or sorry, Am I the A-hole would be a subreddit where somebody makes a post of something that happened in their life and they ask the question, am I the A-hole? And everybody comments, yes, you are, or no, you aren't. Just about different things that's going on in, you know, discussing, kind of figuring out some crazy stories that people are going through or people are doing. And this is one of the few that has really divided the subreddit here. Because nobody can decide, is this an a-hole move or is this not? Now, if we both agree, Alex, this might be a quick story. If we have different opinions, you know, might be interesting here. But the story we have here that is really hitting the news here is there was a bride. who has refused to let her friend bring her service dog to her wedding. So we have a bit more backstory here. Now, the woman, she obviously refused. She banned her blind friend for bringing her service dog to the wedding. And the reason is because the bride-to-be is, I believe, allergic to dogs. So she said she'll pay for her to have a human there. They'll walk her around instead of a dog. So she still has somebody to help her out because she's blind. Normally, since she's friends with this blind person, everybody started asking, well, was this not an issue before if you were allergic to dogs, but you're best friends with a blind person who has a service dog? How has this not come up before? And she's explained that she only hangs out with her blind friend in open areas, and she would take two pills beforehand so she doesn't get the allergies from it. And she can't take the pills during the wedding because it makes her drowsy. Obviously, it's her wedding. Probably don't want to be on meds during your own wedding. And it's much more closed in quarters where this wedding is. So this is the issue. The blind friend has come out and is accusing her of disregarding her disability. And the bride-to-be is really putting her foot down. No, I am allergic to dogs. I will help you out if I can, but I do not want the dog there. So, Alex, where do you stand on all of this?
Can I ask where you stand?
No, I'm curious where you stand first.
I think, like, I can see points going either way.
Yes. Oh, you know, that's definitely the thing. I think everybody's in the right here. There is no right or wrong answer. It's kind of what just you personally think.
I'm going to side with the bride on this one.
Ah, I am too. Yeah, I'm with you.
Awesome. Quick story.
Yeah, nice and quick story. Honestly, I really side with the bride here. It's her wedding. Should even need to invite the blind person? Because if she's allergic to dogs on her wedding, you know, quite a big discomfort for her own special day.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of side with the bride here. I understand you don't want to disregard a disability, but at the same time, people were saying, well, she's allergic to dogs, and the blind person's just disregarding her illness, like her allergies, which is also going to affect her own personal wedding. So I would have been more with a dog person until the bride even said, I offered to pay for her to have like somebody with her professionally to aid her. Yo, like, if I was the bride and I was allergic to dogs, I don't even like dogs, but if I was allergic to dogs on my own wedding, like I said, if I was a bride, if I was the groom, we could pretend I'm a male in this example. I don't even know if I would offer to pay for somebody to help out. I would just be like, I don't want to have allergies on my special day. She's offering to pay on her own wedding for somebody else to have somebody aid her. Honestly, I think that right there was pretty generous. I don't think she's the asshole.
I don't think there's any asshole thing about it.
The title does sound pretty bad, though. Bride refuses her disabled or her blind friend to have a service dog. It's definitely the beginning of the story sounds pretty shady, pretty horrible. But once you get all the details, it's not as bad.
I think she needs to work on her titling.
Yeah, definitely. Because I feel like everyone was ready to jump on her throat just by the title. I am curious as to how they're going to get this fixed. Something tells me they might not be friends after this, but that's a shame. I hate dogs too, girl. If you want, I'll be your new friend. I'll be your new blind friend.
Goodbye to a friendship, I guess.
Wrap it up here. That is it on my end here. Alex, do we have anything going on for sports?
We do not have any sports stories this week, unfortunately.
That's a shame.
Yeah, such a shame for you.
Actually, you are wrong, because there was an update for Fortnite where you can buy Captain America skin for all you sport fans out there.
I just did a facepalm.
I haven't played in like a month and a half now, which, you know, not the big of a deal, but it randomly gave me a notification. It's like, what might interest you in news today is a Fortnite skin. And I was like, the fuck is this? I thought it was an actual news article. I was like, oh, this is exciting. And then no,
just Fortnite.
Yeah. Well, you know, for all you sport lovers out there, there's your weekly dose of news, I guess.
There you go. Even though Fortnite is not sports.
Yeah, that's right. During the sport update, I should just keep throwing out random Fortnite facts.
They're going to make a fucking Fortnite movie, and you're going to call it the best sports movie ever made.
God, I didn't even think of that. You're right. But they can't make a Fortnite movie now. It's dead. They should have done a Fortnite movie 2 years ago when it was hot. Like, I'm surprised Illumination didn't make some shitty Fortnite movie 2 years ago, because they love to soak revenue off of garbage. But I'm sure a company will still do it, but it's too late now. I really think they could have went when it was high. Like,
oh yeah, I'm surprised too.
Yeah, all the kids would have lined up for an animated Fortnite movie in theaters. Man, all the parents, they would have had to pay $20 for their and their child to go watch a movie with popcorn and everything. Man, it would be like $50 for each family. Every family would go because the kids were freaking obsessed with it 2 years ago. They screwed up. They even last year they would have made a decent amount, but now it's dead. They screwed up. I'm surprised the company didn't do it, really. They fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll make one. It's like the Angry Birds movie. They'll make one in 5 years now. There's going to be a Fortnite movie in 5 years when everyone's over it by now.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll try to get into the hype then. Man, yeah. Wasn't Angry Birds, like, out 2 years ago and the app was 10 years old?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, see, I know it takes a while to make a movie, but for a movie like that, you just got to freaking burn through it like a Marvel movie. They make those, like, takes them half a year to make a Marvel movie. They got to do that for Angry Birds and Fortnite. But anyways, that is it for news here. I'm Quentin, and you can see me at a local Canadian Tire buying a Mr. Potato Head for the price of tires.
I'm Alex. You can catch me at a local Denny's waiting for 20 minutes for syrup to arrive for my pancake.
You don't need shredded cheese with your pancakes?
I do not need shredded cheese with my pancakes. I just need that frickin' syrup that I've been waiting for.
You at the Denny's right now?
No.
I was going to say, that'd be quite a twist. If this entire podcast, you were waiting for syrup. You're like, it's been an hour and 1 minute so far. Been 48 minutes. Where's the goddamn maple syrup? All right. See you later, guys. Bye.
Bye, guys.